The Council of Europe has been looking into the problem of fake drugs for some time and has built up a treaty, which they hope they will be able to launch soon, to bring together action on the problem in Europe. Sabina Walser from the Council of Europe is here with me in the studio today. Tell me, Sabina, why is the Council of Europe, which is really best known for protecting human rights, turning its attention to fake medicine?
The Council of Europe considers counterfeiting of medical products and similar crimes as a violation of the right to life, which is stipulated by the European Convention on Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms. Why so? Counterfeit medicines and such crimes effectively deny patients from necessary medical treatment. Even more so, they may harm them by toxical or harmful ingredients. Furthermore, the trust the public should have in healthcare systems and in the roles of the authorities is severely undermined, and by the excellent production or IT technologies, such counterfeit medicines can also easily be introduced into the legal pharmaceutical distribution and production chain.
So this sounds like it could be quite a serious problem in Europe and perhaps outside Europe too?
Yes, if we refer to recent WHO analyses, even industrialized countries with very effective regulatory control and supervision, counterfeit medicines are estimated to be 1% of the market, which is already something, taking into account the high turnover of medicines in developed industrialized countries. But if we go further beyond Europe, then I think it's quite alarming and quite unacceptable. WHO estimates the market volume, the market share of counterfeit medicines and other illegal products between 30 and even more than 60% of the overall market share. And we have also to say that in some countries in Europe, like the former Soviet republics, who very effectively try to address and to tackle this problem together with the Council of Europe, market shares can be something like 20%.
So it really is quite a problem then. So tell me a little bit about the counterfeiters. How do they get those drugs into the supply chain?
Counterfeiters take advantage of very complex production and distribution chains and, of course, of the globalization of the international trade and commerce. First of all, we have to think of criminals who individually or as gangs on their own criminal initiative try to interfere wherever they can in all stages of production and distribution of medicines. Secondly, we have certainly also to consider professionals which do not adhere to the good practices as they should be, for example, when sourcing or trying to provide them with necessary ingredients. Then thirdly, we have grey zones and gaps in legislation which make it quite easy for counterfeiters to abuse them, for example, unspecified or undefined legal situation in transit zones or bonded warehouses. And we have to say that there have been different ways become evident which the criminals use to introduce their fake product into the chains. For example, ghost suppliers, ghost manufacturers, and also the so-called paper curtains. What are ghost suppliers? Manufacturers use other than registered sources. Ghost plants, for example, you use an active ingredient or an excipient which has been produced in a other than a declared site. And the so-called paper curtain, you try to hide the real origin of your ingredients by fake documentation, fake papers, problems which are all addressed by the new Council of Europe legal instrument, the Medicrime Convention.